You know, down through this week, we've heard some outstanding preaching, have we not? We've heard people talk. And you know, that's a little bit about what God's Word, the foundation. I want to talk a little bit about that today. But Greg mentioned some of the scripture that I'm going to talk about here in a little, over in Luke here. And then I'm also going to be in Matthew. But over in Luke, the 14th chapter, Greg read it earlier. And this is the same thing, but said, "For which of you intendeth to build a tower, setteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether it be sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, and all that behold it begin to mock him." That's in Luke 14, 28 and 29, if you want to read it. But the main part of my scripture is going to be over in Matthew 7, 24 through 29. Read that there here. If you don't care, we'll read it, then we'll have a word of prayer and get into it. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Lord, with thanksgiving in my heart again, Lord. I praise you for the opportunity that I have to stand, Lord, up here behind the sacred desk, Lord. I pray, Father, again, Lord, as I ask all the time, Lord, get me out of the way, Lord. I pray, Father, that your will would be done here this morning, that the passage of Scripture, Lord, would be preached the way that you would have it to be done, and, Lord, that we would do nothing, Lord, but just to listen to you, Lord, and to mind you, and, Father, we'll give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen, and amen. Whenever Greg said, and again, I tell you, I like confirmation. Whenever I do, whenever I'm going to have a sermon to preach, but whenever he said it, and what he was saying there, he said, "Lest haply he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, and behold, it began to mock him. Behold, it began to mock him." Listen to what that scripture is saying here. We're talking about people who may have had a good foundation to start. They may have come. They may have accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. And I believe that that's what it's talking about. But for whatever reason, they are not building the tower. The tower that's supposed to be out there as a light to a lost and a dying world. You know what? There are people who have been on the road for a long time, and they hear the Word of God. They let it, they hear it, but the, you know what, Oki? They don't let it sink in. And whenever they don't let it sink in, they're not building the wall around them that's needed to be built. So whenever they go out here in this world that they're living in, we go out into every day, they go out here into it. They're trying to be the witness, but for some reason they can't. They're trying to do what God wants them because they're not letting the Word of God sink in. They're not letting it apply to their lives. So here they are. They have a foundation started in their lives, but yet, for whatever reason, they cannot fully comprehend. And you know what I was thinking about whenever I said this? I thought about this earlier today whenever I was getting this sermon ready. Have we not seen people who really start out serving God? They get saved, but yet, for some reason, they can't seem to come to church on a regular basis. They can't seem. They're just like they want to pop in and out sometimes. They want to do it that way. And yet, as time goes by, they slowly keep coming less. They slowly keep coming less. And before you know it, they're not coming whatsoever. And you know, we see that here as we look at the scripture here. They've laid the foundation. They've laid it out, but they're not grabbing a hold of anything to help them build the walls around their life to where they can serve God in spirit and in truth and be able to hold on to what they got. We have heard the Word of God preached down through this week. I want to tell you what. We have heard it preached, and I want to tell you something, folks. If you do not grab a hold of it, if you do not grab it and try to build upon it, it'll slip from you. And I know I've been saying that, but for some reason God has impressed that upon me. Don't let the devil take it from you. Don't let him take it from you. Yeah, over in Matthew, we're looking at the close of the Sermon on the Mount here. And the words are not just another topic that Jesus is trying to talk on, right? These are not. And these closing words, he lays a caution out there, does he not? He lays a caution of what it's like for us if we ignore God's Word in our lives. He lays it out there. Well, the context of it is what he's trying to tell us is about the Sermon on the Mount. Can we not apply it to all the Word of God? Can we not apply it to everything? Yeah, can we not do that today? Can we not apply it to every bit of the Word of God? Jesus isn't talking about houses that are built with sticks and stones and brick. He's talking about the houses of our soul, is he not? That's what he's talking about. He's addressing the fact that he wants us to be able to stand the life storms that's going to come upon us. That's what he's trying to say. And the way to do that is to take the Word of God seriously in our lives. I'll tell you, I have found no other way in my life to withstand the storms that Satan tries to throw against me than not to apply the Word of God to my life. Amen? I've done it. I've had to do that time after time. It's immensely important that we take Jesus seriously. Amen? His Word seriously. We need to take it seriously. If you decide not to take the words of Jesus seriously, you know what? I wonder sometimes, and this is just me, this is just my opinion, if you are truly a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to say it. And you may run into the risk of coming to the end of your journey. And we know what the preacher said, I think it was on Tuesday night, and you may have gate trouble. You remember him saying that? And you know what he was talking about? Broad is the way. And broad is the gate that leadeth to destruction. But narrow is the way. And narrow is the gate. And few be there to find it. Why? Because they do not want to grab a hold of God's Word and keep a hold of it and truly take Jesus seriously. I want to tell you something this morning. If you're here today, Jesus told us, He said, in His Word, He said, you know what? Any that come unto Me, I will give you rest. Amen? Any of you, anybody that comes, if you come unto Him, He will give you rest. He wants us to take it seriously. He knows you may be tormented. You may be like the muck and the mire coming up in your life all the time. And you know, I don't know why the devil, but if you're like that, Jesus says in His Word, if you come unto Me, I will give you rest. I'm going to tell you something. I take His Word seriously whenever He says, amen. I believe He's the only one that can give us rest. We know what? He's telling us in His Word. If you stand upon My Word, when the storms crash upon you, instead of crumbling, you can stand firm. We can do that. We can stand firm. I see too many. And maybe this is what breaks my heart. I see too many that whenever they start out on this journey, and whenever the storms of life start crashing in around them, and they, you know what they do? They start blaming God. They start blaming the church. They start blaming mom and dad, the cat, the dog, or whoever else is around. They start blaming all this stuff on this. But you know what? Praise God, God is always there. And He's telling us, I will stand with you. Lord, I am the foundation that you can trust. You can do that. And for whatever reason, you know, verse 25 tells us there in Matthew, the writer said, and the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew. And it said it beat upon the house, and it fell not. I want to tell you something. There's a bunch of people that I know. They're in here. They're in other churches I've been in. The rains have come. The floods have come crashing in your life for whatever reason it may be. And you know who you are. I know. I can see. I know who you are. I can see it in your lives and how you did. And the winds have blew. And you've stood firm for serving Jesus Christ down through the years. Why? Because you had different church to go to? No. Because you've had a spouse that loved you? No. Why? Because you stood upon the foundation that is Jesus Christ. That's the only way. That's the only way I know. That's the only way I know to preach it. Because it is the foundation. It's a rock. Over in Luke 4:32 tells us. It says over there, and they were astonished at His doctrine, for His words was with power. God's Word is power. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that whenever the Word of God tells me that I can withstand the storms of this life and I don't have to fail, I don't have to falter and serve Him, that I can do that? I believe that because His words are power. Jesus tells us that the wise person who not only what does, listens to His words, but obeys His words. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a foolish person who ignores them. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm sorry to say there's a bunch of that out there. They end up having their faith. They end up crashing in around them. Because you know what? They think just because they've come to church once in a great while. But you know what? But that's all that they need. I want to tell you something. If I did that, I would be in the same predicament, Bev. I'm going to tell you right now this morning, I would be. If I just come whenever I wanted to, and just, well, what would it be like if I just wanted to preach and just preach haphazardly? I didn't study the Word of God, and I just stood up here and just wanted to preach to you once. How effective do you think it would be? I don't think it'd be very effective. Do you? I don't think so. And I'll tell you what, that's what he's trying to tell us about the life, that whenever we build upon the foundation that is Jesus Christ, whenever we build upon it, He doesn't want us to haphazardly just serve Him. He doesn't want us to haphazardly just go about our life. He wants us to serve Him with every bit of our being. And I think we can do that. I believe we can do that. They will do nothing for us. In John, 1 John 2:5, but whosoever keepeth His word, and in Him verily is the love of God perfected, whereby know that we are in Him. Praise God. Listen to that again. But for whosoever keepeth His word, in Him verily is the love of God perfected. I tell you what, I love that. I love that scripture. And listen to, hereby know we that we are in Him. Praise God this morning, Jamie, I am in Him. Because the Word of God is perfected. Not that I'm a perfect man, I'm not perfect by no means, but the Word of God is perfect. And brothers, if we live within the Word of God, we know that if we stay in the Word of God, He will help us and draw us and try to call us to perfection, right? He can do that because the Word of God is like that. A preacher this week said there's a difference between, listen to this, and I love this, bumping into God and grabbing a hold of God. You remember him saying that? I'm just going down. He said there's a difference between bumping into God. I want to tell you something. There's a bunch of people that like to bump into Him, right? But you know what? Whenever he wants to grab a hold and try to make him, help him do stuff in their life, that's when they back off from him, right? They just like to bump into him once in a while, Jamie. They just like to bump into him whenever they think that, you know what, it's a feel good thing. I want to tell you something. We live by faith. We can't always go with feelings. I love to feel the Spirit of God, and I preach it all the time. But there's times in my life I don't feel the Spirit of God. And you know what? I walk by faith. And you know what? I praise God for those times. Because you know what? Whenever I do feel Him, it makes me feel so much better whenever I do. Amen? I tell you, over in Mark 9:27, this is that demonic boy over there. It says, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. I want to tell you, there's times in my life whenever He's had to take me by the hand and lift me up and just love me. I want to tell you what, we serve a God that loves us. And I want to tell you something this morning. He will love all over you. His Word tells us He will. He'll love you beyond measure. He'll love you more than anybody else in this world has ever loved you. I want to say amen to that this morning, because He's done that for me. You see, some don't want Jesus hanging around all the time. They just want to bump into Him. They don't want Him love. They don't want His love all the time. They want to do it the way they want to do it. I tell you, that's not the way to do it, folks. It's not just when it's convenient for them. Just, you know, when things aren't just going right, then they want to bump. Then they want to come and bump into Him. Oh no, things aren't going good in my marriage. Things aren't going good in my job. Things aren't. You know what? And then they flood to the church. And that's a good place for them. I'm not complaining about that whatsoever. It's a place for them to be. Amen?
Amen.
That's where it is to be. But you know what? They come, they try to get serious with God for a little bit, and the problem seems to rectify, and then where are they at sometimes? Have you not seen it? Then where are they at? They're right back out again until the next problem. But praise God, I want to tell you, I thank God tonight. He's with us through the good.
Amen.
He's with us through the bad, okay? He's with us through everything that we go through in this life. And praise God, there's no other foundation. There's no other place that I would rather set myself upon than on that rock that is Jesus Christ, on that foundation that is Jesus Christ. Amen? None other. But I'll tell you what, I wish and pray that some would realize that. I wish that they would understand that. That you can't, that's not the way to serve God. That's not just bumping into Him. I'd rather have a hold of Him all the time, Michelle. You know that? I want Him in my life all the time. I want Him there. I don't want to have to worry about if I got to wait on the next problem to find out if God's there. I don't want that. I want Him there. These type of people, they just pop in only when things aren't right. They just like to bump into Him once in a while. Or how about those who only serve Him when things are going good? We know that too. I've seen that too. There are people that are only serving whenever their life is really going good. And then whenever it's not, like I said, they try to blame everybody else and blame the church. And, oh my, you know what? What's going on in my life? What's happening? You know, I was going good, but now something's happened in their life. And you know what? They have to live by faith then. And then it's a little harder, right? It's a little harder. But you know what? Praise God, I want him to be there through the thick, the thin. I want him to be there through all of it, right? I want him to be there through the bad times, the poor times, the blessed times. I want him to be there through it all. We don't just have to bump into him, folks. We can grab a hold of him. We can do that. So we can boldly say that the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me, right? I can say that because I've got that foundation of Jesus Christ. I stand upon his word. Listen. Who is your helper today? Who is your helper today? Is it your spouse? Is it your mom, your dad? Is it the preacher? Is it the teacher? I want to tell you something today. My helper is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's who my helper is. I love my family. And my wife knows I love her. But it's, and I don't say this stuff to put her down or to lift me up. It's not that. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the one that can be there for me. 24/7 every day of my life. And you know what? He can give me that. He gives me that. He gives me that strength to go on. Amen. He does that. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. You hear the two things right there? He said, whosoever heareth, listen to me this morning. Hearing the word of God goes far more than you sitting here this morning and listening to me preach to you, right? You can hear with your ears. We hear God's word with our ears. But you know what? Whenever we really hear is whenever we hear God with our heart. Whenever we hear him with our soul. And the word of God sinks down in there. Then it said, then whosoever doeth. You know what? I can tell you this morning that you'd have to go out here and stand on one hand and stand upside down on your head and do all this better stuff. And you know what? You could go out there and do it. It wouldn't be. I could tell you that, and you could get a blessing out of it, right? And if you don't go out here and do it, then you're not going to get no blessing. So what if I tell you that you just need to accept Jesus Christ and his word and believe it in your life? And I believe that he will bless you. I believe, not only do I believe, I know that he will bless you. And that's not being arrogant. That's not being, that's just telling you, I know God is a God of blessing and he will bless you if you obey his word, if you do what he says to do. But yet people want to hear it. They say, you know what, that's for somebody else. They don't, let me tell you something. My God is the same for all.
Amen.
My God is the same for all. He is no respecter of person. Amen. He is no respecter of person. If we put that into practice, folks, if we would just put it into practice and believe it, I want to tell you something here this morning. God will bless. He will do that. Listen, I believe if we will build upon that foundation, listen to me, he will give you strength to withstand the storms. I told you about that, to withstand future storms. Listen to me, you may not be in a storm right now. You may not be, but I'm here to tell you, on the horizon may be one of the biggest storms you've ever faced. I do not know. But I'm here to tell you right now that if you're built upon the right foundation, you will weather that storm. You will weather it. You can do it. You see, you know what they used to do when they built the old sailing ships? And they did it. I got to read about this. This is very interesting. But what they would do when they made the mast, this is years and years ago, but what they would do, they would go out into the woods and they'd find a tree that they thought would be good to make that mast out of. You know what they do then? They go around that tree and cut down every tree around it. All the way around that tree. You know why? Because they wanted the storms. They wanted all the wind and stuff to hit that tree for what? To make it strong. To make it strong. I'm telling you, I see a bunch of people here who have been hit by storms. And they are strong. I see a bunch of people here who have weathered the storm. Why? Because they know. They've been there. They've done it. They can help you. If you're here this morning and you do not know whether you can withstand the storm that's going on in your life, I'm here to tell you you can. Through Jesus Christ. There's people here that will pray for you. There's people here that will help. I know that you can do it. That tree would mature. It would gain strength. And you know what? When they cut it down and made the mast out of it, they could put a big sail on it. And you know what? It would withstand the sea, the seas, the storms of the seas. Praise God. We can do it also. I feel we, it develops it. I feel that if we have our life built on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, we can do the same thing, Jason. We can do it. There's no doubt in my mind we can do it. When the storms come, we will not only survive, but we will prosper through those times. Because of Him. Because of the foundation. Because of His Word. That's how we can do it. Now, we have to be able to grab a hold. We have to be able to grab a hold of Him and grab a hold. Like, you remember the scripture they used the other night about the lady who was trying to get into the issue of blood? The little lady. And I love the way he said it. He said, there's this little old lady, probably just scrawny as she could be. You know, she's sickly. And all these big men around Jesus, all this throng pushing in around Him. And you know what? She was bound and determined to get something from the Lord. How determined are you today? That's the question I ask. How determined are you to get something from Jesus Christ? How determined are you to get something from God? To serve Him more? To do more for Him? That's the whole question we need to ask ourselves. How determined are you? Are you like that lady and you're not going to let nothing take away from what God has for you? She pushed her way through there, didn't she? She pushed her way through there. And brothers, she got a hold of the hem of His garment. She touched it. And praise God. God healed her. Jesus healed her instantly. And I want to tell you something this morning. Praise the Lord. You know what you're battling through here today? I don't know what it is, but I can tell you this. Whatever it is, Jesus Christ can take that and He can take and make something of it. Amen. He can do it. Praise God. We'll gain strength. We'll do that. We have to build upon it. It's well documented around my house that I am not Bob Vila. Can I tell you that? Well, doctor, I'm not Bob Vila. I can tell you that right now. I'm not no carpenter worse. But I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to building people up and letting them know that Jesus Christ can save them, wanting to let them know that Jesus Christ can bring you building a foundation with Him, I'm your man. I can do it. I can tell you how to do it. And I'm not bragging because Jesus Christ showed me. It's in His Word. If we just grab a hold of it and take it, praise God this morning. I tell you what, I am so thankful. I can handle it. And you know what? I am happy to handle it. Happy to do it. Or, you know what our hammer and our nails are? It's the intake. The hammer is the intake we put. You know what? Just think of it this way. He tells us, you know what? He says, whosoever heareth, that's the old hammer. And brother said, whoever, and you know what the old output is? Whenever we intake, you know what we get output? Those are those old nails. That's the Word of God that we can spread out to a lost and dying world. We can tell them we must get the Word of God inside of us. You know why? Because when the Word of God comes inside, there's no other place to put it but out, okay? There's no other place to put it. We can get it in so many different areas. Am I not right? Folks, we can read our Bibles. We've got CDs. We've got videos. We have so much. I didn't even have one ever I was a kid. I didn't have a lot of that stuff. I had the radio and I had the television. And I might add this, now this is not just, whenever I got saved, I turned that radio on every night, and I listened to Brother Reverend Shambach every night. Have you ever heard of Brother Reverend Shambach before? If you've never heard him preach, I'll tell you what, he used to preach. I thought, wow, you know what, listen to that guy, would you? And I would listen to him every night. He'd come on like around 6:15 every night, and I made sure I had that radio on. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Today, we have so many different avenues we can get God's Word in us. And we need to get it into our heart. John 14:23. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Let that sink in for a minute. Let it sink in for a minute. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. God will love you if you keep His words. Let that sink in a little bit. Put that in perspective for a little bit. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And brother, He goes on to tell us here that if we believe in His words, God will love us. I want God to love me. I don't know about you. I want God to love me. And He, listen to this, and it says, it goes on to say there, and we will come unto Him. We, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, they will come unto us. If we believe His Word, if we take His word in and soak it, folks, it needs to be intentional. It needs to be something that we intentionally do every day of our life. 24/7 is try to soak in the Word of God into our lives. Folks, we need to do that. Can I say this? You are what you eat. Amen. They say that. They say that in a worldly sense. Well, I want to tell you it's that way in a spiritual sense. We are what we eat. We are what we take in. Daily Bible reading, daily Bible study. Whatever it takes, folks, we need to do it. We've got the hammers and nails before us. All we have to do is put them to use. Amen? We have to do that. And brothers and sisters, we need to have the knowledge of God's Word. And you know what? Whenever I'm talking about knowledge, I'm not talking about something where... I know the people that knew the Bible backwards and forwards, but did not have wisdom to go with it. Amen? I've met people who knew the Bible backwards and forwards. They didn't have the Spirit of God or the you know, the Bible tells us that knowledge by itself will puff up a person up. Amen. If you go up to somebody that's puffed up full of knowledge of God, the Word of God, and you stick a pin in, I'm gonna tell you what, they're gonna blow out fluff. Amen. They're gonna blow out fluff. I'm sorry, that's what's gonna happen. But praise God, if the Spirit of God is dealing with somebody and they know the Word of God and know and have God, Lord, you know what? Help me to understand Your Word. Help me, Lord, to do with Your Word what You want it to be done. Not to puff myself up, but to, you know what? To be honor and glory to You. Amen. And He will give you wisdom beyond compare. He'll give you knowledge by applying what you're reading, allowing the Holy Spirit to use the knowledge that's in you. You know what the Bible's supposed to do? It's supposed to transform us. Amen. Not inform us so much. It's supposed to transform our lives. Amen. That's what the Bible's supposed to do. I don't know about you. When I got saved and started reading, really getting into the Word of God, you know what? It transformed this old boy. I seen where I needed areas of my life I needed to strengthen. And I'll tell you what, there isn't one of us in here can't raise their hand and say, we don't need to be transformed and be strengthened. Amen? We need that. Listen. James 1, 22 through 25. I want to read that over there. But be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be hearers of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner a man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. It's important that when we get the Word of God in here, that we remember, that we understand it, that we take it and stand upon the foundation that He's given us. And brothers and sisters, we won't forget His Word, right? We won't forget it if we let the knowledge and the Spirit of God put it in there. If we let Him do that. I remember the story Oki told about the gentleman that he used to talk to. He said he could quote you Bible. He said he could quote Bible after Bible after Bible. But if you ask him if he was saved, Oki, what did he tell you? He wasn't saved, was he? He wasn't saved. But he knew the Bible. I'm going to tell you something. The devil knows the Bible. The devil knows the Bible better than Christians. You know why? Because he wants to use it against us. He wants to try to make us stumble and try to fall. Brothers and sisters, let's take the Word of God and stand upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, we will never stumble. We will never fall. We will never fail Him. We won't do that if we do that. Praise God. We won't do that. I'll tell you, I'm thankful for that. Let's look at the last two verses of Matthew there. Matthew 7:28-29. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine. For He taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Folks, He is the living Word of God. He spoke with authority. Whenever He tells us something and we don't mind His Word, what are we doing? We're more or less just telling Him that, you know what? I don't believe in you. I don't believe in anything you're saying. I don't believe in the Word of God. Because He is the Word of God, right? Amen. The Bible tells us He is. He spoke with authority. These people had never heard nobody speak like that before. Because why? He knew what He was talking about. That's why it's important for us to know God's Word, so we know what we're talking about. So we know what we're talking about. Praise God. They come and get a song. I'm done.